Tyler McClure from Bow Valley Wild Smart joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Rob.
It's been an interesting week for wildlife stories here in the Bow Valley. Probably the biggest one from Canmore anyways is an incident that happened on Tuesday with a black bear and her two cubs that ended up having to be removed from town.
I got a call from somebody with ESRD earlier in the week letting me know that on Tuesday about midday, they had to remove a mother black bear and her two young of the year cubs. So that's this year's cubs. And they were in town specifically looking for crabapple trees. They actually got access to a couple of them kind of in the downtown, more South Canmore area. And that's really a problem that we see a lot happening at this time of year, particularly as the bears are moving into their hyperphagia time, where they're really concentrated on eating all they can.
Would you call them hangry right now? Are they getting to that point?
You know, I have quite a few friends who would probably use that term there. But definitely that food is their number one concern at this time of year. Mm-hmm. Their caloric value needs for the day goes up to about 20,000 calories. That's about 20 hours a day that they're spending eating, even choosing food over sleep some of the time.
We had a representative from Alberta Parks on the program with us here this week, and he made reference to the fact that it's a near total failure of the buffalo berry crop this year. Is that correct?
We've been hearing that some places have really good spots, but they're just not a lot of those really good spots. So we've been seeing Saskatoons and some raspberries out as well, but none of them in huge copious amounts.
Right, and that's what the bears need at this time of year. So they're searching for food in other places, like pretty hardcore.
Really, berries especially, that's the thing they've come to rely on, especially that buffalo berry crop. And we all know about them around here. We see them everywhere. We know that we don't like to eat them, but the bears do. So when they're not there, it's a real stressor for them. And they start looking for unnatural food sources, things like fruit trees, even things that aren't necessarily food for bears, bird feeders, dirty barbecues, even things like paint cans, gasoline have been known to attract curious and hungry bears.
Wow. So let's say somebody does have some sort of wildlife attracting a fruit tree or berry bush. What do you recommend people do right at this point in time?
Yeah, the best thing to do is really just do something about it. Take a look around your yard, take a look around your neighbor's yards, and have those conversations with your friends and your family and your neighbors. You know, I couldn't help but notice you had an apple tree in your yard. They look pretty delicious. What are you going to be doing with those apples? And if they don't have any ideas, you can offer some suggestions. Maybe they could bake you a pie. Maybe they could get some friends together and make some crab apple jelly. You know, there's lots of different options of what we could do with this fruit besides just leaving it around for wildlife to get.
So basically, take the fruit off your trees and your bushes right now and figure something out, right?
Yeah, right now especially, I've been walking by a few fruit trees in my neighborhood, and some of the fruit on them is just delicious. You know, if it's within easy arm's reach, I'm picking one off, trying it out myself, and I've had some good conversations with my neighbors and some good things that are coming out of it.
I consider ourselves a pretty progressive community when it comes to, removing wildlife attractants. We've got the bear-proof bins. We've had Schipperdia removal in past years, and I know WildSmart's really led the way with a lot of those initiatives. What about like an ornamental fruit tree ban? Are we going there yet? Are we having this conversation yet?
The ban doesn't seem to be something that's going to happen, largely because where would we ban it? Would we ban it being put in the ground? Would we ban people selling it? In which case, what stops you from just going one town over and buying a fruit tree and bringing it on back? I'd really like to see these types of issues be addressed without them having to be required by law. Mm. We really do take some really good steps here in our communities. We're even looking at some other communities that have dealt with these same issues. Down in the Crow's Nest Pass, for example, in Alberta, the Crow's Nest Conservation Society has a fruit gleaning program where they get volunteers together. They go to people's houses and they help them to remove the fruit from their trees. Maybe they don't want that fruit. Maybe they can't pick it themselves, but people in the community are there to step up and take that role. And we're trying to institute something like that here. We've been working with Alberta ESRD and talking with the town about what it's going to look like to get a group together. We probably won't see a really structured group forming this year, but the hope is to have something started this year that we can start getting the messaging out and hopefully have some people on the ground next year really dealing with this issue.
That's fantastic. WildSmart.ca is all great information about bears, weekly bear reports, what to do if you run into wildlife on the trail. So make sure you check it out. Tyler McClure, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks a lot, Rob.